about anything, but in everything by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Philippians chapter 4, verses 6 and 7. Thanks for listening today. This is the Hour of Intercession. I'm Pastor Joseph Parker. We invite you to look with us in the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 28, beginning at verse 1. Now, after the Sabbath, as the first day of the week began to dawn, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary came to see the tomb. And behold, there was a great earthquake, for an angel of the Lord descended from heaven and came and rolled back the stone from the door and sat on it. His countenance was like lightning, and his clothing as white as snow. And the guard shook for fear of him and became like dead men. But the angel answered and said to the women, "Do not be afraid, for I know that you seek Jesus who was crucified. He is not here, for he is risen as he said. Come see the place where the Lord lay, and go quickly and tell his disciples that he is risen from the dead, and indeed he is going before you into Galilee. There you will see him. Behold, I have told you." So they went out quickly from the tomb with fear and great joy and ran to bring his disciples word. And as they went to tell his disciples, behold, Jesus met them, saying, "Rejoice!" So they came and held him by the feet and worshipped him. Then Jesus said to them, "Do not be afraid. Go and tell my brethren to go to Galilee, and there they will see me." Then skipping to verse 16, "Then the 11 disciples went away into Galilee to the mountain which Jesus had appointed for them. When they saw him, they worshipped him, but some doubted. And Jesus came and spoke to them, saying, 'All authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth. Go therefore and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things that I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age. Amen.'" Father, we thank you for your word, which guides us, molds us, shapes us, that helps us to know what's right, what's wrong, what honors you, what doesn't honor you. And it helps us to know what our priorities are, what you've called us as the church to do. Stir us in a greater way, Lord, to recognize, Lord, that one of the great priorities you've called us to as the church is to go into all the world and proclaim the gospel and make disciples. Anoint us afresh with the spirit of grace, peace, and joy. Empower us to be faithful believers, individually and collectively, that are faithfully carrying out this work. We thank you. We praise you, Lord, and anoint the broadcast with an even greater anointing. Cause the name of Jesus to be lifted up mightily through all that is said and done. In Jesus' name, amen. Thanks again for listening to the Hour of Intercession. Our producer is Rick Robertson. Rick is going to share a word of prayer with us at this time as well.
Father, we come to you today with grateful hearts that we can approach your throne, and we know it's because of your Son and what he did on Calvary's cross for sinners like us. Father, we pray for our listening family. I think today of those who are incarcerated. God, we pray that you would give them a good day today, that they would learn more and more to rest in you, to lean on you, to depend on you. And we pray that for ourselves too. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. And thank you again for being a part of our listening family. This is National Truth for Youth Bible Week here at American Family Radio. And we're encouraging all of you, our listeners, to help us give away thousands of free Bibles to young people across America. American Family Radio and Revival Fires International are partnering to provide the only hope, who is Jesus Christ, for teens and for the world as well as they return to school. We're encouraging you to help us reach a generation of young people to get the Word of God back into schools as we help to dispel the darkness with the light of the gospel of Jesus Christ through the distribution of the popular Truth for Youth Bible to teens across our nation. And we're honored once again to have with us in-studio evangelist Tim Todd, the president of Revival Fires International. Tim, good to have you today.
Good to be here, Joseph. Thank you so much.
Great to have you as usual. And I'm going to ask if you'll just, as we start off, further introduce yourself and tell our listeners about your ministry, and then we're going to talk about Truth for Youth Week.
I'm an evangelist. I'm the president of Revival Fires International in West Monroe, Louisiana. And we travel America and the world and conduct evangelistic crusades as well as revival services and give away, distribute Bibles to people all over America and all over the world. I've been on the field now preaching the gospel for a little over 35 years. I believe that we're just scratching the surface compared to what God is going to do through the ministry that God has called us into. Mm-hmm. And said, so if the Lord doesn't return first, we plan to see a greater harvest of souls than we've ever seen in the past. And God's been doing great things up to this point.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And, of course, this week in particular, we're really going to be focusing on the National Truth for Youth Bible Week. Tell our listeners what the Truth for Youth Bible is and what it's for.
The Bible, Truth for Youth, consists of the entire New Testament in the God's Word translation, a very accurate, easy-to-read translation, along with full-color, powerful, popular comic stories in the front section that deal with the truth about issues of moral concern. Those 100 pages of those graphic novels, those comic stories, deal with the truth about things like drugs and drunkenness and peer pressure. We deal with the truth about things like sexual purity, pornography. We deal with the truth about what the Bible says about homosexuality, abortion, things like cutting and sexting, bullying. We deal with suicide. We deal with loneliness. We deal with things like honor. We deal with things like pluralism, to let our young people know that there's not a lot of different ways to get to heaven, but there's one way, and that's Jesus Christ. We put these Bibles with the New Testament, along with those comic stories, into the hands of Christian young people across America that will commit to go on their school campus with this Bible and give it to a friend in school that is not serving the Lord. And as a result of this, we've seen God do tremendous things. Just with American Family Radio, we've given away, over the past 20 years, more than 1 million Bibles and received decision cards from more than 25,000 young people that we know of that have given their heart to the Lord as their personal Savior as a direct result of this powerful, powerful evangelism outreach.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, there are two ways that you can order the free Bible. Again, it's for a young person to order it, for them to receive it, to give it away. Or again, it's for a parent or a grandparent, is that correct?
That's correct.
Who will give it to a teen who in turn is to give it away as well. The two ways to order, go to visit Truth for Youth. You can visit truthforyouth.com to order online or call 1-800-733-4737. Again, that's, you can visit truthforyouth.com to order online or you can call 1-800-733-4737. And we will be listening to some testimonies on the broadcast today as well. But Tim, before we go further, I want to ask if you'll pray for listeners to really have ears to hear whatever the Lord would have them to hear and receive today, because lots of people will be listening. Some of them, many of them will order or have their teens order Bibles, but God's going to talk to other people. Some people are going to get saved today.
Amen.
Some are going to be encouraged in their faith, and some are going to get fired up to get involved with the work of evangelism. Would you pray
Amen.
For them, please?
Father, I just thank you in advance for what you're going to accomplish, because you said the steps of a righteous person are ordered by God. So, Lord, we know that you are directing our steps. And, Lord, I thank you for speaking to the hearts of your people that are listening right now. Those that are listening, Lord, that are not saved, I ask you to save them today.
Yes, Lord,
that today
Jesus.
Will be the day of salvation for
Thank
them.
You,
Lord, for those that perhaps they're serving
Thank
you, but they just don't know exactly what it is that
Thank
you would have them
Jesus.
To do. Lord, if it be your will for them to be a part of this project that is bringing in so many young people to get
Thank
saved,
Jesus.
I pray and ask you to speak to their heart
Thank
and connect them to what you're doing through this project. And Father, everything that you want done, every need
Thank
that is represented by those that are listening to the broadcast today, Lord God, you know right where they're at. You know right what they need. You know exactly what they need. And we give you permission, Lord. We give you permission to do your work in their lives through the airwaves, through this broadcast today. I speak that done in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Tim. We're going to listen to a testimony at this time.
I was one of those girls who wanted to fit into the popular crowd, just like most teenagers. And I became an alcoholic, and I got really depressed because of it. So I tried to commit suicide, and I was put in the hospital. One of my friends from school, she came up to me and just started visiting with me at the hospital, and she gave me a Truth for Youth Bible. And she started talking to me about God's love and how much He could help me and how He was always there for me. And I was like, wow, this stuff is real. And I even read the comics, and it changed my life, and I realized how much He really does love me and care for me. So I haven't been the same since.
A powerful testimony, Tim. Tim, if someone's listening and they're thinking to themselves, they don't have a teen at home, but they're thinking, I want to order a Bible just to learn what I can learn from those comics. Would you suggest that?
Absolutely. That's a very good idea. And Joseph, if they want to do that, they can call our number between 8:30 a.m. and 5 p.m., and they can dial 1-800-733-4737. That number is 800-733-4737, or go to truthforyouth.com, and they can get that at truthforyouth.com. And that's a great idea, because some people are confused today about what's what, because mm-hmm. there are so many things that are being said in our liberal media and the social media and all of the different outlets and even some churches that are not preaching truth. Mm-hmm. And so we, from a biblical perspective, come at all of these different subjects that are very, not just for young people, but even for adults that mm-hmm. are struggling with different things in their life. And God is using this Bible in a mighty way to inform them with the truth of what God's Word says with regard to these subjects, and do it with bathed in love, because we know that God loves everybody. God loves everybody. Not everybody is a child of God, but mm-hmm. God does love everybody. Now, Jesus is not willing that any should perish. So we know that when things happen, that doesn't necessarily mean it's God's will. Mm-hmm. So we know that God is not willing that any should perish, but we know that many people are perishing. So what mm-hmm. we're doing with this Bible, reaching out to young people, reaching out to people that perhaps are struggling with some of those areas that I just mentioned that mm-hmm. are dealt with in the comic stories, the graphic novels, that if they get a copy of this Bible, it will help them to be able to have an overcoming, to have a deliverance and victory in those areas.
Mm-hmm. And you just mentioned several areas that are just big issues in our culture today. It's so important for us to grasp from a Bible perspective, because the reality is for many people, they really don't know what the Bible says about some of these issues, and they hear about them from the media, which often will give such a distorted and a dark perspective.
So. Yes. And, you know, one thing that's so important, and this is one thing that we were determined to do, and that is that with this Bible, The Truth for Youth, those comic stories that deal with those issues, mm-hmm. we use scriptural a basis, and we make reference to the scriptural basis all through the comic story. So when they're reading this novel, when they're mm-hmm. reading this story about this, with that's involved with this subject and dealing with that subject, mm-hmm. we've got scriptural backing to back up everything that God is speaking through us for those comic stories.
Mm. So it wouldn't hurt if a church wanted to get some of these to do a Bible study with.
That's
on these
right.
topics, would it?
That's right. In fact, we've had a lot of them that do that, and that works out great. And we also encourage, you know, Bible clubs and youth groups to get these Bibles to give to their young people as they're coming into the Bible club or as they are coming into the youth group. And it's just a phenomenal tool that God is using to be a tremendous blessing to the young people that receive it.
Mm-hmm. And I would encourage every single listener, too, if you think that maybe someone from your church may or may not hear the broadcast, and if you'd want to order a couple, one to give to your pastor, one to give to the youth director, again, it's a powerful and a great tool for both evangelism, discipleship, and encouraging believers to grow in their understanding of truth from a Bible perspective, dealing with some of these hot-button issues in our culture today. So, Tim, we're coming up on a break in just a moment, but on the other side, I want to ask if you'll specifically pray for the church. You know, there's such a need for the church to rise up and become the evangelism and discipleship-minded church God wants it to be. So
Amen.
We'll pick up there on the other side. Our in-studio guest today is Evangelist Tim Todd, the president of Revival Fires, and we're giving away Truth for Youth Bibles this week. We'll be right back.
You're calling me over. You're pulling me close. With love you surround me. You give me hope. Yeah, yeah, yeah. You're taking.
Of Lincoln Brewster with Made New. Thanks for listening to the Hour of Intercession here on American Family Radio. This is National Truth for Youth Bible Week here on American Family Radio, and we're partnering with Revival Fires International Ministries. We're encouraging you to get involved with us as we're seeking to help get these Truth for Youth Bibles into our public schools. Two ways to get free Bibles, and again, it's such that a young person, if they'll order a Bible, they can get it to give to someone who needs to receive Christ, and parents can order them for the young people as well. Two ways to get the free Bibles: you can visit truthforyouth.com online. Again, that's truthforyouth.com, or you can call 1-800-733-4737. Again, that's 1-800-733-4737 to order a free Truth for Youth Bible this week during our National Truth for Youth Bible Week. Tim, I'm going to ask if you'll, at this point, take time to pray for the church. You know, the church is facing many challenges today, and we see that in many cases, people who say they love the Lord aren't rising to the occasion to do what they're being called to do. Would you pray for whatever's on your heart for our church in the world today?
Amen. Father, in Jesus' name, we know that the church is your bride. And we know that you care so much about your bride, and you want the very, very best for your bride. And Lord, I know, Lord, that there are specific things that you require for us to be in right relationship with you and to be healthy as a church body. So I ask you, Father God, that you will put a fire under each individual, Lord God, that is a part of the church, that makes up the church, and that, Lord, the church as a whole will step up to the plate and be everything that you've called us to be and do everything that you've called us to do. So, Lord, help us to be sensitive to your voice, to do your work, for you to have your way in our lives. And, Father, I know that there are those that are listening right now, Lord, that are a part of your wonderful church, that are willing to do what you've called us to do and what you've called them to do, but perhaps they just don't have clear direction on what that is. So, Lord, I pray that in this broadcast today, that you will speak to them, that you will speak to each individual that makes up the church body that's listening to this broadcast to come into the fullness of what you want to accomplish through them. I speak that done, Lord God, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Tim. Again, two ways to order the free Bibles for any youth that wants to order them in order to give them to an unsaved friend. Visit truthforyouth.com online to order the Bible. Again, truthforyouth.com, or you can call 1-800-733-4737. Again, that's 1-800-733-4737. Tim, can they call any time of the day or night, pretty much?
No, they need to wait and call between 8:30 a.m. and 5 in the afternoon. That's the only time we've got somebody answering the phone. But they can central time, but they can go online to the truthforyouth.com at any time.
Anytime. Okay, then. We're going to listen to a couple more testimonies at this time.
The Truth for Youth Bible inspired me and led me to Christ. has also given me a chance to show others the way to eternal life and the only one who can give it, and that's Jesus. I currently lead a Bible study about the Truth Youth Bible, and I have around 37 students. I'm hoping with the help of God, I will have 50 to 60 by the end of the year. And can I just say thank you so much for making this book? It has truly changed my life.
There's this girl in my school that always tried to talk to me about Jesus, but I would never really listen to her because she wasn't very cool and she didn't like to party or anything. But one day she came up to me and said that Tim Todd was challenging young people to give away Truth for Youth Bibles in school. So she ordered me one, gave it to me, and now I just want to thank you so much because after reading it, I decided to give my heart to the Lord. I just went to the decision page, read the instructions, and gave my heart to Jesus, and my life is changed forever. And hey, if you want to send me some Truth for Youth Bibles, I can give them to other young people so that they can be saved too.
Tim, those are such powerful testimonies that tell just young people sharing their heart as someone was, by the grace of God, gave them the seed of a Truth for Youth Bible, and God used it to transform their life. What comes to mind when you listen to those testimonies?
One thing that comes to my mind is the fact, Joseph, that I just prayed for the church a little bit ago, and I go into churches all across America and preach revival services. And in those revival services, each service, we give a copy of the Truth Youth Bible to all of the teenagers that are in that church. And then they take them to school during the week that I'm there for revival services. So we're able to see firsthand fruit that takes place as a result of distributing the Truth Youth Bible in our revival services. So one thing that this comes to my mind when I hear those testimonies, one thing that God wants the church to do, He requires for us to do. And this is not what makes us a Christian. But if we are Christians, if we are a part of the church, then out of that personal relationship, we will automatically want to tell people about Jesus. Mm-hmm. So I'm thankful that God uses the Truth for Youth Bible distribution in our revival services in the churches that we go into to bring in a harvest of souls, because I believe a healthy church is a soul-winning church. It's not the only health of the church, but it is an intricate part of a powerful, powerful church, a church that is healthy, and that is a church that is about wanting to reach outside of the four walls of the church building and going into the public schools, the biggest mission field in our nation. 53.8 million students in our public schools. 40 million don't have any Bible at all. It's the biggest mission field in our nation. And when we're making soul winners out of the young people in our churches that are a part of the church, going into the biggest mission field and winning their friends to the Lord by distributing Truth for Youth Bibles and telling their friends about school, when I hear testimonies like I just heard, it reminds me that the heartbeat of Christ is that He came to seek and to save the lost. Now, He could just reach down and cause people to be saved, but instead, He chooses to use the bride, His bride, the Church of the Lord Jesus Christ, to reach outside of the four walls of the church building and bring in a harvest of souls.
That's powerful to consider. I want to ask, would you pray, Tim, specifically for the church to become mission-minded or just across the board to come to have God's heart for this cause?
Amen. Father, we just thank You for speaking to the hearts of the people that make up the church body. We thank You, Lord God, for putting a fire under them, a Holy Ghost revival fire, for the purpose of getting outside of the four walls of the church building and doing what You've called us to do. Lord, there are specific tools that You've given to all of us. And Lord, I just thank You for encouraging the listeners right now that make up the church body to get outside and do what needs to be done, Lord. Thank you for putting the weapon of the Word of God in their hands. We thank you for the weapon of the Holy Spirit, Lord God, for filling them up to overflowing with your Holy Spirit to lead them into these evangelism outreaches. We thank you, Lord God, for the weapon of prayer that the church of our Lord Jesus Christ has, so that these that are listening to me right now can cry out to you and say, Lord, I'm here. I'm willing to do whatever you want me to do. And Lord, if you'll show me and speak to me and prompt me, Lord, I will do what you've called me to do. I speak that done, Lord, and I thank you for speaking to your church body in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Tim. Father, I do thank you for the church. Thank you for the privilege we have of being able to be a part of the Church of the Lord Jesus Christ and the privilege of partnering with you to be a part of the work of helping to pull people off the road to hell, onto the road to heaven, and to be able to spend eternal life and spend eternity with you. Stir us to recognize, Lord, that there's no greater enterprise than the work of the kingdom of God and the work of the Church of the Lord Jesus Christ. Stir us to have a longing to be available vessels every day of our lives for you to use to accomplish your perfect will. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Tim, I'm going to, real briefly, I want to share a passage of Scripture. I'm going to ask you to share your thoughts. And, of course, it's an evangelism passage, mightily so. Luke 16, starting at verse 19. There was a certain rich man who was clothed in purple and fine linen and fared sumptuously every day. But there was a certain beggar named Lazarus, full of sores, who was laid at his gate, desiring to be fed with the crumbs which fell from the rich man's table. Moreover, the dogs came and licked his sores. So it was that the beggar died and was carried by the angels to Abraham's bosom. The rich man also died and was buried. And being in torments in Hades, he lifted up his eyes and saw Abraham afar off and Lazarus in his bosom. Then he cried and said, Father Abraham, have mercy on me, and send Lazarus that he may dip the tip of his finger in water and cool my tongue, for I am tormented in this flame. But Abraham said, Son, remember that in your lifetime you received your good things, and likewise Lazarus evil things, but now he is comforted and you are tormented. And besides all this, between us and you, there's a great gulf fixed, so that those who want to pass from here to you cannot, nor can those from there pass to us. Then he said, I beg you therefore, Father, that you would send him to my father's house, for I have five brothers, that he may testify to them, lest they also come to this place of torment. Abraham said to him, they have Moses and the prophets, let them hear them. And he said, no, Father Abraham, but if one goes to them from the dead, they will repent. But he said to him, if they do not hear Moses and the prophets, neither will they be persuaded, though one rise from the dead. Verses 19 to 31. And Tim, I want to ask if you just share some your thoughts in relation to that powerful parable, but something that I think of that I've heard that on average every day, every 24 hours, about 250,000 people die all over the world. You know, Tim, there are only two places people go. They go to heaven or go to hell. And the reality is how tragic it is to think that all the people that died in the last 24 hours that didn't know Jesus will spend a Christless eternity in hell. What comes to mind as you think of that?
As I think about that, Joseph, one thing that comes to mind is in that passage of Scripture, you notice that that rich man, he was concerned about his own soul, and he was concerned about his five lost brothers still on the earth. Mm-hmm. And I believe that one thing that we as Christians, we need to have is concern for the lost. Mm-hmm. And if a true Christian is going to really have concern for the lost. Mm-hmm. And he not only was concerned about his own soul, but he said, I've got five brothers that are out there. They're mm-hmm. they're back on the earth, and they're indulging in worldly things. He said, let him come back. He said, let me go back. And he said, let me witness to them. And mm-hmm. he said, let Abraham go. And mm-hmm. he was concerned about his own. He was concerned about his soul, mm-hmm. but he was also concerned about the souls of five lost brothers. And we need to be concerned mm-hmm. about the lost. And that's then right. You notice that in verse 26 verse 24 it says, "And he cried," mm-hmm. and he cried. It doesn't say he just cried out. Mm-hmm. It said, "And he cried." And today we need to weep for the lost. And I think mm-hmm. that is something, Matthew 8:12, it says that God wants us to weep for mm-hmm. the unsaved. And you remember Jeremiah said, I could wish my head were waters and my eyes were a fountain of tears that I might weep over the people of Israel that they might be saved. Nehemiah chapter 8 and verse 12, Nehemiah chapter 1 and verse 4, it says that it came to pass, I sat down and wept. Mm-hmm. So I would ask your listeners, when's the last time you were weeping so hard for your loved ones that are not saved that you had to sit down and weep and sob the tears of compassion? And then you notice that in verse 25, it says that Abraham said, son, remember. So that's another thing that we need to have that they got in hell, is that they were remembering. We need to remember where we came from. We need to remember where we're going. We need to remember the lost. And then finally, it says in verse 27, it said, he said, I pray thee. A prayer is a petition. I believe that if we could open up the gates of hell right now and look at the doomed and the damned, we would see people down on their knees with their hands lifted toward heaven with the biggest prayer meeting in anywhere in the universe, but they waited too late to do it.
That's right.
And so we need to learn to pray. He said, I pray thee. So that's what comes to mind when you bring that verse of Scripture, that passage of Scripture to me, that as the church, we need to be concerned for the lost. We need to be weeping for the lost. We need to be praying for the lost. We need to be remembering the lost.
Amen. Amen. One more time again, before we go into the next break, two ways to order the free Truth for Youth Bibles. Visit truthforyouth.com to order them online. Again, that's truthforyouth.com. Or you can call 1-800-733-4737. Again, a teen can do that, or their parents can order them on their behalf as well. And when the teen gets it, we're asking you to take it to school, to give it to one of your peers that needs to know Jesus. We'll be right back.
Feeling lonely, this world got a way of showing me. Some days it'll lift you up, some days it'll call you bluff. Man, most of my days I ain't got enough. And all I know is you're my
Toby Mack, I just need you. Thanks for listening to the Hour of Intercession here on American Family Radio. This is National Truth for Youth Bible Week, and we're encouraging young people listening to order a Truth for Youth Bible. Two ways you can order them. Visit truthforyouth.com to order online, or you can call 1-800-733-4737 to order them. Again, a youth New Testament that you can give away as an evangelism tool. You can share with someone who you know doesn't know Christ in order to lead them to the Lord. Tim, you had one or two testimonies of young people you were going to share about.
Yes, and Joseph, this is just a powerful testimony. Mm-hmm. This young man says, my life had completely spun out of control. I found myself in deep sin and eventually got caught by the police. One of my friends at school gave me a Truth for Youth Bible that he heard about on American Family Radio. After that experience, I decided to surrender my life to Jesus Christ and place my life under God's authority. Thank you for the Truth for Youth Bible. Send me more, and I'll give them to my friends. That was Joseph in Jacksonville, Florida. Powerful testimony. Mm-hmm. Also, this one, as far back as I can remember, I was going to church, but just going through the motions, just doing what my parents told me I had to do. I went because they went. It was just a weekly routine. Around middle school, I started cursing and looking at pornography, things that I knew were wrong, but I continued to do it anyway. In high school, I started drinking, doing drugs, having sex. My life had completely fallen apart. I would feel good in the time that it was going on, but then feel worthless. A guy in my school gave me a Truth For Youth Bible that he heard about on American Family Radio. The comic stories were really well written and got my attention. God used the Truth For Youth to help me realize that I needed a real relationship with Jesus. I'm on track with Jesus now. Thank you. Some of my other friends said that they want one too. If you can send more. Jared from Valdosta. Powerful, powerful testimonies of God's saving grace as a direct result of a Christian young person taking a strong stand on their school campus with the weapon of the Word of God in their hands, just asking God, Lord, who would you have me give this Bible to? And being sensitive to the voice of the Holy Spirit as they go on their school campus and then giving that Bible to a young person that needs Jesus Christ.
A great way to mobilize our young people to get involved with the great work of the spread of the gospel. So, Tim, before our time ends in this segment, you're going to share some about your own personal testimony.
You know, Joseph, I was raised, that's the young man that I just read his testimony, Jared. But Joseph, I was raised in a Christian home, and my dad had the third longest running Christian program on national television back in the 50s, 60s, 70s, and early 80s. And when I was growing up, as a little boy being raised in church, I didn't realize that my parents were having marital problems. I never saw that. But whenever I was a teenager, my dad called me into his office and told me that after 25 years of marriage, that my mom and my dad were getting a divorce. And instead of turning to God, I turned to the world. And I began to harbor a lot of anger, unforgiveness, bitterness, animosity, hatred in my heart towards God, towards my dad, towards my mom. And I would vent that anger in fist fights in school, get in all kinds of trouble, got involved in drugs and alcohol and marijuana, and just was really not doing well at all. I moved to Dallas, Texas, living for the devil there, living for myself. Moved to Tulsa, Oklahoma, living for the devil, living for myself. Got even more heavily involved in things like cocaine and just really involved in some horrible, horrible things. When I finally hit rock bottom, I was sitting in the floor of an empty house with a loaded .45, contemplating my sordid trash heap of a life. I thought, how did it come to this? Because you see, Joseph, it did not start with the drugs or the marijuana or the alcohol. It did not start with those things. It started with unforgiveness, bitterness and anger and hatred in my heart towards God and towards the people and towards my parents. So here I was just ready to hit rock bottom. I said, I took a gun, I put it up under my chin. I said, God, if you're listening to me, I need your help. When the word help came out of my mouth, the phone rang and it was my mom. She said, Tim, I've been praying for you all day today. She said, I just had a heavy burden on my heart. But while I was praying for you right now, the Holy Spirit spoke to my heart and told me to pick up the phone and call you. She said, are you okay? I said, no, I'm not okay, Mom. I want to go home. So I started home from Tulsa, Oklahoma to Joplin, Missouri. And all the way home, I made up my mind that I was going to get myself straightened out. I was going to quit drinking and smoking and cursing and doing the things of the world and then come to God. But you can't do that. The Bible says, in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. So when you try to do it yourself, God doesn't want us to give up those things and then come to Him. God wants us to come to Him, and then He will help us to give up those things. So I ended up right back in the bars, right back on the drug scene, just a different location. A friend of mine in a bar on a Saturday night getting drunk with me had this crazy idea and said, let's go to church tomorrow. So the next day, I got up, and of course I say I got up. I hadn't had any sleep all night that night. And with the smell of cigarettes and marijuana and alcohol on my breath and my body, I went to church for the very first time in a long, long time. Those people loved me just the way that I was. Mm-hmm. And the church needs to be that church that loves mm-hmm. the sinner, the drug dealer, the alcoholic, the drug addict ought to be welcome in church, because when they find Jesus, the Lord will take those desires away from them. Those people greeted me just the way that I was, and I was there in that praise and worship, and the Holy Spirit was trying to get me to go forward in the service mm-hmm. during the music, during the first part of the service. And the devil said, oh, Tim, you can't go forward now. Mm-hmm. You've got to wait till after the praise and worship, then the special music, and then the announcements, and then the offering, and then the preacher will preach, and then he'll give an invitation. Then you can go forward. Mm-hmm. But the Holy Spirit reminded me of when I was growing up as a teenager, if somebody wanted to come see my dad, they would have to call and make an appointment. They would have to come to my dad's office and start in the reception area. The mm-hmm. receptionist would call my dad's secretary to the front. My dad's secretary would escort them back to my dad's administrative assistant, who would sit down with them and discuss what they were going to talk to my dad about. Then they mm-hmm. would get to go in and see my dad. Mm-hmm. But it wasn't that way for me. If I wanted to go see my dad, all I had to do was get in my car, drive to my dad's office. I would pull around the back, and I'd park right next to my dad's vehicle under the carport. Mm-hmm. I had a key that went directly into his office. Mm-hmm. And if I ever had to use that key to go into my dad's office, my dad knew this was an emergency, and mm-hmm. he would drop whatever he was doing and give me 100% of his attention. Mm-hmm. That is because I am his son, and he is my father. And mm-hmm. so in that service, the Holy Spirit reminded me, God said, Tim, you've got 100% of my attention right now. You don't have to wait till the end of the praise and worship or the special music or the announcements or the preaching or mm-hmm. the invitation. I'm giving you an invitation right now. So I ran to that altar, gave mm-hmm. my life to Jesus Christ, and I have mm-hmm. never been the same since. I went to my dad. I went to my mom. I asked them to forgive me for the unforgiveness in my heart that I had towards them, and I have never been the same since. Mm-hmm. I was facing armed burglary charges, and after I got saved, those armed burglary charges didn't go away. I still had them. But, mm-hmm. And I was told that I would be facing hard time because of the severity of the armed burglary charge. Mm-hmm. I got to that case, and the people whose house I'd broken into that were involved in drugs did not show up for that court case. Mm-hmm. So the judge called for the attorneys from both sides. They went back in the judge's chambers, came out after about 5 minutes. The judge went back to his desk, his bench, picked up his gavel, looked over at me and smiled. And the judge announced, slammed his gavel down and announced, case dismissed. And I walked out of that courtroom, and Joseph, God told me, Tim, that's exactly what I did for you with regard to all of your sin. The lies, the sex, the cigarettes, the marijuana, the alcohol, not just the attitudinal sins, not mm-hmm. just the actional sins, but the attitudinal sins too. The mm-hmm. unforgiveness, the bitterness, the anger, the hatred. God said, Tim, I slammed the gavel down in heaven and announced, mm-hmm. case dismissed, your sins are forgiven. You know what? Mm-hmm. I've been on the evangelistic field now for 35 years. Mm-hmm. I've got a precious wife and 4 beautiful children, and we just are thankful for the harvest of souls that God is bringing in through the ministry. So mm-hmm. whoever's listening right now, Joseph, no matter what they have done in the past, you see, the Lord told me, whenever the Lord said, I slammed the gavel down and announced in heaven, case dismissed, God mm-hmm. said, Tim, if you'll let me make you usable, I'll use you to build this kingdom and build my kingdom in the last days. Mm-hmm. That was too much for me. I said, God, it's enough that you saved me, but I've disqualified myself from ministry. There's no way that you can use me after all of the things that I've done. And God mm-hmm. said, Tim, it's what I specialize in doing, making mm-hmm. winners out of sinners and scrappers out of scraps. You remember Rahab in mm-hmm. the Old Testament, the high-class prostitute. Mm-hmm. God slammed the gavel down on her behalf and announced, case dismissed, your sins are forgiven. And she was grafted into the bloodline of Christ. The mm-hmm. woman at the well that had five husbands wasn't married to the person that she was with. God slammed the gavel down and announced in heaven, case dismissed. She went out and evangelized her entire city. You remember the woman that was caught in the act of adultery. God slammed the gavel down and announced in heaven, case dismissed, your sins are forgiven. And mm-hmm. she, Jesus said, neither do I condemn thee, now go and sin no more. The list goes on and on and on. The demon-possessed maniac from the Gadara, the man, the thief on the cross, Saul that became Paul and wrote more than half of the New Testament. God slammed the gavel down on their behalf and announced in heaven, case dismissed, your sins are forgiven, and he will do the same thing he did for me and for them. And for you is the same thing that God will do for anybody listening to your broadcast right now.
Tim, in the last couple of minutes, would you invite people to pray with you to receive the Lord right now?
Yes.
Okay.
Now, Lord, you know who's listening right now. And, Lord, they have an appointment with you. It is by divine providence that they are listening. Lord, I ask you to do what needs to be done. Holy Spirit, draw them to a place of repentance. I pray that you will do the work for them to get in right relationship with you, whatever it takes. Lord, that they will surrender their life to you, to the Lord Jesus Christ. I speak that done in the name of Jesus. If you're listening and you need Jesus, pray this with me. Lord Jesus, forgive me of my sins. Wash them away with your precious blood. Since you died for me, I will live for you from this day forward. But I can't do it on my own. I need your Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Tim. And let me say, too, if you're listening and you just prayed and received Christ as you prayed with Tim, simply email us at jparker@afa.net. Again, that's jparker@afa.net. We'd like to share with you some materials that will help you to begin to grow and grow strong in your walk with the Lord. Now, once again, we're reminding you, if you're a teen listening or if you're the parent of a teen, we're encouraging you to order a free Bible for your teen to receive, for you to pass it on to an unsaved friend at school during this National Truth for Youth Bible Week. Two ways to order the free Bibles. Again, visit truthforyouth.com online to order a Bible online, truthforyouth.com, or you can call 1-800-733-4737. Again, 1-800-733-4737. Tim, if someone has maybe more than one teenager in the home, can they order Bibles for each teen?
Absolutely can. However many teenagers they have in their home is how many Bibles we can send them, and they can get additional copies of the Bible as well at a discounted cost. But the free Bible, one Bible per teenager per household. So if they've got three teenagers, they would get three Truth for Youth Bibles for those kids.
Okay. Again, Tim, thank you so much for being with us today. And how would you ask listeners to pray for you?
I would like to have all of those that are listening to pray for us, that God will give us the greatest harvest of souls that we have ever had through the ministry that God has called us into before the Lord returns.
Amen. Our guest today has been Evangelist Tim Todd, the president of Revival Fires International. Hope that you'll pray for the Lord to greatly bless this week, this National Truth for Youth Week Bible here on American Family Radio's in cooperation with Revival Fires International. Thanks for listening. Join us again next time for the Hour of Intercession.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast do not necessarily reflect those of the American Family Association or American Family Radio.